at 6'5" out of the University of Texas.
Offer to pull it out the bag.
He was picked number 91 in the 2008 NFL Draft.
This ain't Pop Warner, it's NFL.
He wore number 88 for the green and gold.
You look good, you play good.
He played 6 years in the NFL.
You play good, you get paid good.
And probably has 223 catches and 20 touchdowns more than you do.
Yes, sir.
It's Jermichael Finley on The Fan.
It's a football Friday. Fridays with Finn here on Air It Out on The Fan. Jermichael Finley joins us now. J. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, how your boys doing?
Awesome.
Doing great, man. How you doing? Everything cool?
Oh, it's great, man. Just here just at the house relaxing, man.
Okay, yeah, cool. So you're in Texas, man. Is that cool in Texas? It's cool up here in Green Bay.
No, it's pretty cold here and rainy now.
Okay, so you've said it time and again, J. Mike. You look good. You play good. Are the Packers going to look good this weekend in those throwbacks?
I actually like the throwbacks, man. They're different. They pop. You know what I mean? They stand out. So I like things that look different. So I think they're going to look good this week for sure.
Okay, the navy blue with the gold shoulder. It's all good. Jermichael Finley joining us here on The Fan. You look at the tight end position, and you see guys like yourself, you know, basketball player, could have went to Arizona to play D1 basketball if you went that route. And then you see guys like Jason Witten, and take nothing away from him. He's great. Antonio Gates, same thing. But let's face it, you time him in a 40-yard dash right now, and they're not burning anybody. But just a crafty veteran, he still gets it done. Why is that?
He's a guy, you know what I mean? He gets well in tune with his quarterback, whoever it is. Romo, now he's with Dak Prescott. So he's a guy that he's a very, very detailed and precise tight end. And like you said, he don't run fast at all. He's a guy, if the ball comes to him, he's going to catch it. He's Mr. Reliable. But you have them type of tight end that Gonzalez is the same way. You know, I mean, he's not a speedster, but he gets the job done.
How much of that is due to route running, crisp route running and things like that? Is that it?
That's for sure. He's a guy that if you tell him to go seven steps and keep it high on the corner, he's a guy going to go seven steps on the dot. And, you know what I mean, he's going to be there when the ball is there. So that's what him and Romo done well. I mean, Romo's not – he's not a good quarterback to me, but Romo gets the ball out of his hand and fitness there every single time.
Now, Jermichael, another weapon for the Dallas Cowboys, Dez Bryant. You guys grew up close to each other. What difference would it make to put him in the lineup now where the Cowboys haven't really stretched the field a whole lot? They're playing well. They're winning games. But how big of a difference would that make to get Dez Bryant back this weekend?
You know, it's... I think it's a negative that he's coming back because you got a young quarterback and then you got a superstar receiver who, you know what I mean, he wants the ball in his hand. But at the end of the day, their running game's working. Their nickel and dime as far as, like, getting the ball down the field is working. So having a superstar receiver in now, I think it's going to be tough on him because Ryan, he's going to want the ball in his hand consistently.
Now, you think that's a bad thing because it's a young quarterback and that's a negative? How is that a negative, I guess, just having your best offensive weapon possibly back on the field? How's that a negative?
Just because he's a guy that, you know what I mean, he's in my opinion, he's a prima donna. He's a guy that's going to get in the quarterback's ear, especially Dak being a young guy, which he's been very poised. He's playing above his years, but, I mean, you got a hot head like Dez Bryant talking to you every play as a quarterback. That can throw you off.
Did it ever happen where, I don't know, maybe you or another receiver was in Aaron's ear like, hey, I'm open? I know you say that happens all the time, but any time when Aaron was just like, dude, quiet.
Yeah. I can say that as my career moved on and I got older, it wasn't a fact, but I came in, the first 3 years, I was in his ear every single play. And he was like, big fella, calm down, big fella. And it was just one of those things, you know what I mean? You want the ball. If you're a playmaker, you want to make plays, period.
So Dez is working with a little bit of a knee injury, and so they're kind of not sure if he's going to go, but they have a bye week next week. So Does that ever come into play when it's come time to make that decision? You go, well, if you take today off, then you actually get 2 weeks off. Does that come into play, or is it week by week?
No, the bye week is huge for any player that's injured, and especially with the Dez Bryant situation. The Cowboys are rolling, so why put him in now when, you know what I mean, he's doubtful for coming back anyway? So why not just let him sit, rest the knee up, and just keep that roll going, and, you know what I mean, get him on board during the bye week and then the week of the game, so he can be rolling in two more weeks. So I would sit him. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. I would sit this.
Hey, Jermichael, you talked about Dak Prescott, and you know he's been playing above his years. What is it about his play that's impressed you the most?
That like I said, that he's real poised. I'm checking him out in the media. He's saying the right thing. The thing with a rookie quarterback, that guy is sitting in the pocket. You don't see him scrambling. You don't see him discombobulated, running all over the place with his head chopped off. He's sitting in the pocket, reading his progression and getting the ball out. I mean, he's you know what I mean, on the play action. He's helping, you know what I mean, the tight end down the middle. So he's a guy that you want, you know what I mean, a quarterback at a young age.
Jermichael Finley here on The Fan. So, Jermichael, Bill asked you about the Cowboys' bye week and how that might affect their plan, whether or not to bring Dez Bryant back and that kind of thing. The Packers, in maybe the opposite situation, they play the Cowboys Sunday afternoon and then a short week, Thursday night football against the Bears. How hard is that to go from a Sunday afternoon and then you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, boom, another game Thursday?
In my opinion, I think that the NFL... I mean, it's all dollars, of course, but I think the NFL needs to take the Thursday night game out. It just doesn't give the body time to heal, especially if you got a game Sunday evening, Sunday night. I mean, you got three and a half, four days to get ready for another, you know what I mean, hard-fought game. So it don't give the body time enough to heal and rest up. So it's tough to come back Sunday to Thursday.
It doesn't let you heal, but you know what it does heal, the bottom line. It helps the NFL's bottom line.
Yeah, that's true. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean, you got guys playing their heart out every single Sunday, and then you throw in a Thursday night game. I think that's pathetic.
Did you watch Thursday night football last night, the Chargers and Broncos?
And that was pathetic because once again, the Broncos, if on any kind of, you know what I mean, scoreboard, the Broncos would have won that. But once again, Sunday night, then a Thursday. Sunday evening, then a Thursday game. It just don't give the body time, and you really can't get your playbook on point.
The quality of play might not have been good, but the uniforms were awesome, I thought.
Yeah, that's one thing. The Thursday night games, the uniforms are sweet, and I can't wait to see the Packers in their Thursday night uniforms.
The all white.
Now, which was better, the blue or the orange last night, Jermichael?
I gotta go with the orange. I like that old school look that the Broncos brought out.
Yeah, I did. Love
with that D on the helmet and everything. Sure.
Yes, sir. They went old school on them. I love it.
They did it upright.
All right, Jermichael. Looking ahead to Sunday afternoon, Lambeau Field. Care to give us some insight? Your prediction for Packers Cowboys?
Packers looked awesome this past Sunday, so I got to give my boys that. And they got a hard-fought team coming in here with the Cowboys, who, I mean, got a young backfield, got a pretty good defense. So I think it's gonna be a brawl. Either team, you know what I mean, it's not gonna be a rollover. So I got the Packers winning this one.
All right, awesome. That's Jermichael Finley, former Packers tight end. Be sure to check out the J. Mike Show. His podcast is up and running. Go to his website, JermichaelFinley.com. He's on Twitter at JermichaelF88. Seriously, some really good uncut stuff on his podcast, so be sure to check that out. And we appreciate you joining us here this morning, Jermichael. We'll catch up with you next time you're in Green Bay.
Hey, no doubt, man. Y'all boys have a great day.
Thank you, J-Mike.
That's Jermichael Finley here on The Fan as he joins us every Friday morning at 9:15. Good stuff there.